Last week, the Ebola virus spread from a Dallas, Texas patient to his nurse. And this week, health workers are asking if their hospital is prepared to keep them safe. WHYY's Tanya English reports.
On Friday, the New Jersey Health Commissioner sent a letter asking Garden State hospitals to conduct drills and get ready for the possibility that a patient with Ebola will come through the door. Elaine Holmes leads clinical affairs at the New Jersey Hospital Association, and she's a registered nurse. She says the protective clothing required for Ebola is like wearing a bulky sweater backward and then having to wiggle out of all that gear safely while wearing two pairs of gloves.
You have to untie the gown in the back, and then you have to bring it forward over your shoulders, pull your arms out of it, and make sure that you don't touch any part of the outside part of the gown.
Hildegund Ertel is director of the Wistar Institute's Vaccine Center. She says doctors and nurses deal with contagious illness every day, but rarely a virus as deadly as Ebola.
It's not as spreadable as influenza virus or measles virus. Ebola really requires close contact with the patient.
Scientists at high security research labs practice frequently to prevent spreading a virus like Ebola. But Ertel says that level of training doesn't happen so often at a typical American hospital.
And if you never had a case like this and your hospital doesn't train you periodically, chances are that you don't think about it.
President of the Association of Staff Nurses and Allied Professionals says small hospitals and large hospitals are scrambling to figure out how to care for a possible Ebola patient. Instead of preparing everywhere, Patty Aiken says a better plan is for public health officials to designate a single treatment center in the region for acute cases, then send extra resources and training to that location. I'm Tanya English, WHYY News.